Good evening. This is celebrity pizza guy Nicholas Rubin and the lovely
fashion wellness coach Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It show. Hey, this is Penny Latham. Today our show is about celebrity pizza guy. Of course, the amazing celebrity pizza guy, what we're about and what we've been up to. We've been doing some more stuff this week, and every week's an adventure, and we wanted to share this with you. Our special guest today is going to be coming in right after we give you a little bit of news, and we're going to be giving you a recipe of the week and an awesome nutritional tip from the food industry that is really making headway in society right now, and people are changing too. How you doing there, Nick?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I think we had a really good time this last week. We went down to Los Angeles, and this time we went to an amazing place with Mr. Jim Zulli, S.J. Jones, and an amazing woman, Easy Way Fam winner, Sandra Tinnen Hicks. She went with us to this place called the Portsacall. I don't know if anybody knows where this place is. It's out by the Navy base and down by San Pedro. And we did our little run, as we do all the time, up and down the coastline, and we decided to meet with them over at this place. And we were so impressed. I don't know about you, Nick, but I was so impressed with the way this place was set up. And and the food was amazing, too. And so when we went in there, they had we had some really, really good food. We go in there. We were not expecting this at all. And they have this setup where all the fish is caught for the day. And it's all laid out on tables on top of dry ice. And you pick your fish. And then you go and you take it over to another table where they clean it. They cut it up for you. And then you pay for it. And when I saw the price tag, I went, oh, my God, this is the best deal ever. So then they tell you, okay, now you take it over to this other place and they cook it. And while we were there, I saw some amazing different types of fish that I would never have seen if I had gone into maybe a regular fish market. And I thought this would be amazing to put on pizza, which, of course, Eric Zulli loves seafood. So we're always doing something new with that one. But we had a couple different things going on. And when we finally sat down, I felt like when they served it on a tray that we were eating like a crab feed. So it was like more protein than you could possibly think of, but yet it was so tasty.
It was healthy.
Wouldn't you say, did you really like it, Nick? I mean, did you feel like you would recommend that place?
I would recommend that place 100%.
Okay.
It was very healthy.
We're going to have to go back there.
Great food, great eating, and it was awesome, fresh. Can't get any fresher than that there.
I noticed that they have an option of doing karaoke there, too. So there's a lot of little things that they do during the time that people are eating. And they had another place there, too, for hamburgers and whatnot. But we're thinking about maybe getting involved and doing some things there and, maybe bringing pizza to the table. So anyways, I'm going to move on here. We've got some top breaking news, and President-elect Donald Trump on Wednesday selected two prominent Republican women for cabinet-level positions, adding diversity to an inner circle that was already coming under fire for being composed mostly of white men. In a potentially controversial choice, Trump intends to nominate billionaire philanthropist Betsy DeVos for educational secretary, turning to a conservative activist who was forcefully pushed for private school voucher programs. Her nomination is expected to face some opposition from public school advocates who opposes her efforts to funnel taxpayer dollar from public to private and religious schools. And I don't know about you, but I've had my kids in different things, and you know, that whole sector of public to private to religious schools has really always been a controversial setting. He also decided, he announced that he will file to fill the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations slot with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a rising Republican star and daughter of Indian immigrants who had virtually no foreign policy experience whatsoever. And Haley nominated marked Trump's first female appointment to a cabinet level post after his initial selections. Such an attorney general nominee, Jeff Sessions, and incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, had been the older white men. And I know that this is going to be a very controversial beginnings to Trump, but I think that, it looks like we might be getting some balance here. So, Nick, would you say that, some of the stuff that we've been doing has been escalating, snowballing? It seems like every time we go down there, we're managing to, have a new venture each time Eric sets us up with something.
Yes, very much. We have a new adventure every time we go down to LA, and we have more adventures to come.
Well, and I think that when we go down there next time, I think we're going to try to, get involved with some of just the economy down in Los Angeles. And I think that we've got an economy thing coming up here this Friday, which, of course, is the Black Friday. What works better for you and how to find the best bargains. And there's a little list here I have here that was on the cutting edge. And it said, number one, you make a list. You want to focus on what you're buying. Number two, and number three, sign up for store emails. If you get in on those store emails ahead of time, you're going to definitely get those coupons coming to you immediately. Number four, you want to get discounted gift cards, okay? So if you get those, then, of course, you're saving money as well. The early bird bonuses, those are really good. And considering opening a store charge credit was another one they were suggesting. And then number seven, divide and conquer. Make sure you have enough people at the doors. Make sure you go there and you got everybody standing in lines in different places. And, because let's face it, we get up 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't want to do this stuff. So, and then finally, don't ignore the internet, because sometimes when people don't want to do stuff, we really want to make sure that we use our time wisely and, we're not exhausted by the end of the day. And I believe that we're ready for a commercial. So when we come back, we're going to have, our guest speaker, and we're looking forward to coming back in a minute.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, we're back, and we are represented by easywaypromotions.com, which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, Colby Adonis, Tyga, Richard Dreyfuss, Mario Lopez, Quentin Aaron. His partners He's with Tim Brown through his Easy Way Visa card coming in 2017, which we're so excited about. He was also on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine, and he works with the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. Mixed Roots Foundation represents Lamborghini Gold Champagne, works with NFL alumni through Emery Patterson, NASCAR through Xfinity Series 2017 driver Jordan Flash Rose, and has produced over 50 A-list level events. Congressman Brad Sherman signed off on his award. He's had an award named after his movement, Easy Way, honored co-founder of E! Entertainment, and much more. For more information, go to ericzuli.net, Z-U-L-E-Y. And here we have Eric Zuli. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Time to pump it up, guys. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
You know, I'm just like waiting. Every time I listen to the show, I'm just waiting for the forget about it. I want to know everybody out there that's listening
forget
to the show right
it.
Now.
Yeah, gotta,
you guys got to like call in tonight.
Do.
Yeah, everybody's going to call in at 914-338-1303 or post on social media. You know, we got the Forget About It show group. Join the movement and tell us what you want to forget about. I know I want to forget about a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I'm here to introduce you guys as amazing guests. And, yeah, I've done a lot of things, guys. In fact, I was asked to possibly speak at one of the biggest entrepreneur events in the world on a major yacht. And you know, we got some callers coming in. They're starting to pop in now. Hey, everybody that's listening to the show. I'm Eric Zuli. I'm here to support
cool.
my wonderful client, Celebrity Pizza Guy, and Penny. I kind of feel like is it Penny's show or Celebrity Pizza Guy? I haven't heard you too much, Nick. Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, forget about it.
Yet to come. We don't hear his voice.
The women talks first, and I come in. Let her
got
go.
It. All right, that's good education right there, man. You need to make sure the women are happy no matter what. All
ladies
right, cool.
are first.
Well, there you go.
I'm just kidding, guys. You know, we have a really fantastic guest coming on, guys. I've known him for over 10 years, and I got a lot of respect for this gentleman because he's gone through a lot of hating, a lot of hoops, a lot of speed bumps, just like I have, and he's stuck in it. He's stayed there. He's really pushed and hit it hard. Jordan Flash Rose
yeah,
is an American NASCAR driver from the NWAAS NKNPS series in 2016, and he'll become a rookie in the Xfinity series, the circuit, in mid-2017, and his car is the number 29 car. Now, Xfinity series is on television. He is Jordan Flash Rose, and he is here with us today. Jordan Flash Rose, welcome to the show. Celebrity Pizza Guy, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey,
right
Flash.
How you doing, Flash? Glad to have
doing?
You on the show. Let's get rocking and rolling.
I really appreciate that, Eric. You know, we've been through our ups and downs, but nobody can stop what God has created for us. You know,
yep. And I apologize, guys. I gotta take off. I just wanted to make sure I made sure to support the show and do the intro and really give you the proper introduction you deserve, Flash. And so I'm gonna give it over to
Thanks,
Forget
Eric.
About It Man himself, Pizza Celebrity Pizza Guy, of course, Penny. All right, you guys have a fantastic show.
Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate
very
it.
Much, Ben.
Thank
Guess
you,
what?
Eric.
Forget about it.
Thank you so much. Easy
Forget way. About it.
You guys, gotta do it the easy way, people. The easy way is the better
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh yeah.
So how you doing, Flash?
Oh, 4 years.
I'm doing awesome. Pretty good. Can't complain. Very windy outside right now. That's about it. But other than that, I'm living, surviving.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Good to hear. Well, we're glad to have you on.
Glad to be on the show. You guys are the best. Celebrity Pizza Guy, man, you throw down on the pizzas. I love it. And Penny, you've always been there. Well, I appreciate both of you guys. You got the amazing people that I know that will drive miles and miles to actually support people down here in Hollywood. So, appreciate you guys. Big ups on that.
Thousand miles.
We try awful hard, for sure.
Definitely.
We try. So let me ask you something, Flash. Where were you born and raised?
I was actually born in Santa Monica, California, and I was actually raised in South Central L.A. I will say this for the first time ever, and you guys get exclusives here. I wasn't actually supposed to be born out here. I was supposed to be born in Belize. But I ended up being born out here in beautiful California, and I'm very happy that that actually turned out that way, because what happens is my parents wanted a better life, and I got that better life now. So I'm very glad to be a U.S. citizen.
Well, that's good. So primarily, where did you grow up? I mean, where would you say is the town that you, where would you say is the main one where you spent most of your upbringing?
I was actually raised in the area close to Jefferson and in the 35th area around there somewhere, and it's close to the USC campus. So I was actually born there almost all my life. Yeah, right by USC campus.
And
so,
did you go to school there?
Yes, I did. I actually went there and got my BFA, and then I also went for forensic science.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Forensic science? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. It's a good thing. Yeah.
So, awesome. So let me ask you something. With all that, and, you know, we met with you, where would you say well, first of all, where did we meet? Where did you meet Celebrity Pizza Guy? What was your first introduction to him? Tell us about that. We'd love to hear about that.
Well, I was actually introduced to you guys by the great Eric Zuli, who's went through a lot, as he said in the beginning of the intro, same as me. And he's a great guy, and I met him actually, well, you guys through him anyway. And I'm glad that I did. You guys are the best. I'm trying to remember what venue that was. It was WCOBM. There we go. It was a radio show, and it was actual video and also audio station
they
had.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, and Nick throws down the best pizza, you guys. If you guys are listening to me right now, Radio Land, you guys better contact Forget About It Guy. And also Penny, they got the best pizza ever, I'm telling you.
Yep. Thank you.
Aw, you're sweet.
No,
thank you.
It was Hollywood and Vine.
There you go.
Hollywood and Vine.
We're running Hollywood and Vine.
What an exciting day that was.
See, this is what happened.
It was a Voice of America. It was a radio show that, well, actually it was a TV show / radio show with Eric Zuli, with a bunch of guests. We had Gypsy McFay. We had the Russian
Seven
model,
Siobhan
Roberts.
And
J.P. Joyce and Angelica Joyce and
Eugenia Cosina. Yeah.
Yes, and
there was another
person. I forget who that was. There was a bunch of people there, and it was a great time, and that's how we met. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of good people.
Angelique and Joyce are very good people too. So if you guys
them, JP and Angelica, yes.
Yes, you guys looking for some homes?
Real estate power couple. You look for a real estate.
Like
go to JP,
like
Joyce, and Angelica.
There you go.
There you
great.
Go. Yes, they are. They're awesome people.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, you ready, Flash? How you doing, my man? I'm glad you're on the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be on, and I'm ready. Ready as ever.
So what did you do after high school?
After I completed high school, I actually started venturing off into rapping and also started attending college at USC and started to realize at a point in my life that, you know, being in the streets and so forth, because you guys all read the tabloids and everything, whatever is out there, that I used to be from the streets, but I turned my life around and actually changed it for the better. And finally came the senses that, hey, this is not the way to go. It's not going to put food on my table and so forth. So I actually left that life alone, and I'm actually preaching to the kids and trying to get them to do better, get that high school diploma and further it up with a degree at college or something if they choose to do so.
That's true.
Hey, guess what, Nick? We have a surprise for Flash. We have someone in queue of the the caller coming in. Sandra Tennan Hicks. Do you remember her, Flash?
Yeah, Sandra.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great person. Here we go. How you doing,
Hi.
Sandra?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Penny.
How you
hey,
doing?
Sandra.
Hi, Flash.
What's up, writer?
Hi, how you doing, Sandra? How you doing?
It's going good. I couldn't let y'all be on the air and not check in and see how y'all were doing.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I had to support y'all.
This is
so
a very
I thought
good...
I'd call in and see how y'all were doing.
I got it.
Well, that's so nice.
What kind of questions do you have for Flash?
Well, Flash.
No, we know she's not shy.
Well, she is now. She's speechless.
Yeah, now I am.
Are you speechless, Sandra? Come on.
Yeah, you think I wouldn't be.
No,
Flash,
forget about it.
Forget about it.
Actually, I actually have a question. What,
sure.
When you're racing, what's the best part when you're racing, when you're going around that track, what's the best thing you love?
The best thing I love when going around that track is actually the G-forces. I love it because you feel like you're on a roller coaster and just feeling the winds just going by. Oh, my goodness, it's so amazing. I mean,
that
some
does
people,
sound exciting.
Yeah, some people can't handle it, but, you know, to answer your question, it's a great feeling those G-forces. And that lets you know that you're doing some and working your arms and all that. You can feel the cramping after, so you know you've done your job and your day is done.
Awesome.
And of course,
so how fast are you going around that track, Mr. Flash?
Say that one more time. Sorry about that. I missed that last part that you said.
How fast are you going around that track?
Well, it depends on the actual size of the track. If you're half
I knew
a
that.
Mile, yeah, if it's a half a mile, you're not going to go any faster than about
no.
75 to 80 on
All
a
right, let's oval.
2.5. Okay.
Oval
total fastest that I ever went is about 208 miles per hour.
Oh, you're rocking there. That's some G forces there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's yep. going.
That's amazing.
No. Yeah, we could make it to LA in like 2.5 hours.
There you go. There you go.
No kidding. We need you for sure. We could do
it's
a first class. We need you.
You're my next driver. You're the next driver, the celebrity pizza guy. Forget about
it. No kidding.
I don't know. I mean, I got to thank my dad. He's actually resting in peace now. Was a heavy drinker, God bless his soul, but he could have been a NASCAR driver himself, and I used to sit there and watch my dad and the way he maneuvers on the steering wheel and push the gas pedal and all that and do donuts in parking lots that's empty, and I guess it's just in my DNA because, like I tell a lot of people, it's not really something that you can learn. It's something that's actually acquired, so I acquired racing. He used to race,
yes.
But he's street racing. He did street racing. I don't know why he didn't go to NASCAR, to tell you the truth.
Who was that?
So have you had any death experiences?
You talking about near death?
Yeah.
Crashes.
Yeah, near death experiences with the NASCAR.
Of course, you guys know you get the exclusive here. Nobody has ever heard this story before. So I was actually.
Yeah, let's get the exclusive.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
we
yes,
want to
yes,
say
yes.
goodbye to Sandra real quick. Sandra,
thank you for being on, Sandra.
Thank you,
no problem, honey.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sandra, and God bless.
Thank
you
for the question also, and you have a good one, Sandra, and we love you.
Bring it on.
Okay, so I was driving on the freeway, and I was on the 105, and I was exiting Long Beach Boulevard. And I was about, let's say about 18 at the time. And I'm coming off that freeway, and I'm going real fast. And I'm going around the curve. Because when you're exiting the ramp, you're going real fast. And I went so fast, I felt like I couldn't control myself. And all I could feel inside of my body was, uh-oh, this is it. I'm getting ready to perhaps fall off the ramp, land below, and I'm a goner. And I don't know. After that, I guess it was just meant for that to happen. It felt totally weird. And I thought I was gone off the face of the earth. But
wow,
it was the beginning of me learning how to maneuver around curves. And I thank God for actually allowing me to do what I do and do it the best. And that was the beginning of it. And this is a true story. Then also,
now,
I near-death experience, which I want. I hope kids are listening to. I'm telling you guys, these streets and gangbang is not for you. I almost got killed on a dead-end street because a rival was shooting. So, word to the wise.
Oh, how sad.
Yes. Get your life together. Live it the right way. Leave the violence alone. We're in the 2Ks, as you guys know. And just do what's right. I mean, you don't have to be a follower. Be a leader, people, is what I want to say to the kids especially.
No, you follow God, and that's what you do.
Exactly. Follow
God. How do you get involved in NASCAR, Flash? And how, tell our listeners out there what they need to do. What's
well,
the process?
First of all, I want to say I get a lot of hate, as Eric indicated earlier, and, you know, racist.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on, Flash. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into that. I got these questions for you. I made my, you know, bullet points here for you.
I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry about that. I'm jumping the gun.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Forget about it.
So let me go ahead and touch on that.
Hold on. I'm going to get back. Hold on. I want to get back to the story here. Okay. So you... What we were at, well, really, I want to know is when you're racing, have you ever been in an accident where it was near death?
Yes, I have.
Like,
I've actually landed right.
You know, doing the racing that you do, NASCAR or stock car, whatever, bada boom, bada bing.
Yes, on my lower series, I've actually got into a wreck and actually car caught on fire and I suffered a concussion. And it was the worst feeling. So, yes, I did. Actually come the near-death experience on that track before. And you guys, it's not that easy even with the roll cages.
No, it's not.
So, Nick, we still need to know.
Look at all the deaths we've had on the NASCAR track.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know,
Dale Earnhardt Senior,
Dale Earnhardt Senior. You know, it usually comes, too, from people bumping you from behind because they want to bump you and
yeah, and then you tell them, and you go into the wall, and then you say, forget about it.
Forget about it. That's it. Yeah. By the grace of God, I pulled out of there and saw the paramedics, and I was fine. Just had the little
concussion. I'm glad you're here, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
I was driving down the road, coming home from my hardware store, family hardware store in Vonnegut.
Yeah, there we go.
I had a 5.0 Capri. Brand new. Driving home, coming around a corner, and there were leaves all over the it was like in November. And the tires didn't grip onto the wet pavement. And I started spinning and I went through a brick wall. On the driver's side.
God.
Went through a brick wall, kept on going.
I'm driving.
And then, hold on, and then my two wheels, the back wheels are hanging on to the curb, and I walk home.
Wow.
Can
somebody get a Superman zoom or something?
And that's called a forget about it.
That's a forget about it. I'm glad I don't do that on the way to L.A.
Yeah. And I wasn't even going 100 miles an hour. I was going 40 miles an hour.
God help
you
us.
Are, Nick, you are the man of steel, brother. You are the man
I'm
of steel.
I'm the man of steel,
is
right. I've been through everything.
He is the man of steel.
And I'm still walking and talking. I got more than 9 lives. I went through 13.
Oh, that's
so good. Funny.
Wow, bro.
That was in violence, coming down Main Road.
Here, guys. Let me break in. Listen, Flash, how can our listeners get involved? What is the,
oh, there you
the
go.
Easy
okay, yes.
1, 2, 3 step?
Okay, so you guys all have local sanctioned tracks around you, quite sure wherever you live. I know a lot of you feel like it's hard to actually get into NASCAR, but it's not. It's very simple. You can actually go to your local tracks and, you know, get a lot of seat time is very, very important. And go to school and learn more about how to actually drive a stock car. You know, you guys think it's NASCAR, but it's called a stock car. NASCAR is
stock car. Okay.
Yes, it's called a stock car. NASCAR stands for National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, just like NFL is NFL, MLB is MLB. But anybody can do what I do. You just got to be good at it, go to school, submit yourself through NASCAR. I happen to know somebody in NASCAR, too. And next thing you know, you're driving at the lower level and working your way up. So anybody can do this. It's not hard. It's not something that you can't do. Anybody could do it. Nick could do it. Any could do it. Anybody could do it. And you just go and apply yourself.
So how can people get their logo, like sponsors, on your car?
Oh, okay. That part you guys would actually have to go through my booking, but it can be done. It just costs money. The sponsor is the one that usually pays for that and everything, so they can actually put that on there. So that would have to go through booking.
Okay.
So, yes, you guys would strictly go through booking to get sponsored, as far as getting sponsored and all that, sponsoring me. Or mm-hmm. to get on the car. Some people I would actually take and just, you know, help them out and say, okay, let's go on ahead and put their logo on the car and so forth. So sometimes I do little favors, like Easy Way Broadcasting is getting ready to go on my car. Pizza, you know, forget about it. You guys are getting ready to go on there. So
there you go.
Know,
of course,
no
forget
call.
About it is right.
Heck,
well,
let
that's
the sponsor,
pretty cool.
The
we're
going to
have Forget About It show on there. Wait a minute, we're going to have the pizza guy show on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up.
And I'm actually working
the pilot's
on
coming
there.
Up, December 16th.
Definitely.
I heard Easy Way's being put on your car.
Oh, yes, Easy Way Broadcasting is being put on the car. And so you guys
good.
Get ready
awesome.
To set out and be all over TV. I'm happy for all the things he's done. I'm actually happy for what he's done for me up to a certain point when I was actually trying to do the rapping thing and all that. Thank you so much, Eric, you the man on that. NASCAR, I had to find my way on that and actually schooling Eric on what NASCAR is about and everything, and he's starting to learn NASCAR, so I'm very happy of him. He's expanded to the highest level. He got the Easy Way Visa card going on. He has a toy drive coming up, you guys, December 16th. You guys all check that out. The second annual community Santa Penthouse toy drive. And you guys can simply RSVP for that. And it's worth it. It's like $25 to enter. You guys bring a toy and everything. Put a smile on the child's face. And you guys can check that out by going to
eatbroadcasting.com. Who's catering that event?
Oh, yeah, you guys are actually catering the event. Much love to Nick and Penny from Forget About
Guy.
It Pizza.
Celebrity
Pizza
Guy.
You guys are doing it.
I had to pop in. I'm going to pop in here real quick because I heard my client being promoted on my event, and I have to make sure that I make sure everybody knows that it's not just my event and Easy Way's event. It's everybody's event, okay? This particular event coming up on December 16th is going to be at our penthouse, 312 rooftop penthouse in downtown Los Angeles. And it's for the kids. It's for a Mixed Roots Foundation.
Yeah, the kids
for the
primary.
Adoption, foster care, a lot of amazing, amazing, amazing people. And because it is radio, you definitely want to name drop on radio, so I'm going to drop a couple names. Lamborghini Gold Champagne is going to be the champagne and sponsor for the event. Celebrity Pizza Guy has an amazing menu. I mean, pepperoni bread, meatball, custom pizzas, chicken picante with white lemon wine sauce, capers, penny. I can't say half the stuff, but it's really
penny
a
la vodka.
Penny a la vodka, yeah. And so we are going to be shooting the Celebrity Pizza Guy show. I just got off the phone. I can't say who this gentleman works with, but I just got the phone with a producer that works with some of the biggest A-listers in the industry. And they're going to come in to help produce the Celebrity Pizza Guy show. And we're going to be shooting the pilot on that day. So not only are we going to be doing a great thing for kids, nonprofit.
Woo-hoo.
You know, Aretha Grace and Betty White's off. The Rockers will be there, and Jennifer Irene, Maxim Model, and Eugenia Kazmina from Bad Moms, Emery Patterson from the NFL alumni, former Raider, Celebrity Pizza Guy, of course, and you know, NASCAR Racer Flash, and our Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple, you know, and even the one of our partners or my clients is the license holder for Lamborghini Gold Champagne and Lamborghini in general. You know, and there are a lot of networking is amazing. Dante Sears is going to be speaking about health and healing. She's a professional healer, you know, and the media, we have over 40 media outlets now confirmed on it. But ultimately, we're expecting to get a lot of toys and funding for it. And what we're doing, actually, I'm going to say one more thing, then I'm out. I'm not taking your airtime, but I want to make sure that everybody understands there is an ability to be honored as a hero. We started the Community Santa toy giveaway. In 2014, we had over 500 kids get toys, and this would be the second annual. Thank you. And so what we're going to do is everybody that pays their $25, they get the food included, the drinks included, the champagne, the whole shebang. It's only $25. The donation, a lot of the money besides cost goes to the Mixed Roots Foundation, and you have to bring a toy. That's it. So whoever brings the most to the table, donation-wise, value-wise, whatever, we're going to be honoring with the Community Santa Hero Award. Okay, via Easyway Broadcasting and Mixed Roots Foundation, which works in conjunction with the Lakers and tons of other companies. We work with a bunch of companies. The city, I've been honored by the city. You know, we have many, many, many things that we're going to highlight one particular individual, one particular hero. So you guys can be the hero. Everybody out there listening to the show, NASCAR Racer Flash has an amazing opportunity to be that person. I know he's gone hard on this to support the kids. And I will be speaking at one of the biggest entrepreneurial events on a yacht coming up, and just a lot of things that are happening. So thanks so much. I had to make sure I popped in there.
Eric,
I got to
run.
Eric, okay.
Yeah. You don't forget the people that come who support this event, they have a chance to get a gift worth $20 to $250.
Yes. Yes, 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 definitely.
Yeah, they get to put their hand in the bag.
Right now.
Yeah, so we are doing a grab bag competition. We work with the Celebrity Connected.
There you go.
We have tons and tons of merchandise, really nice merchandise, you know, real, like, you know, cell phone chargers and watches and, like, nice stuff that people – so every time – we're going to do a raffle. So everybody that donates their ticket, we'll get a raffle ticket to be able to grab into the grab bag. We'll have probably over 85 nice items that you guys can get. A lot of fun stuff. There's tons of stuff. You guys will see the website. It's going to be communitysanta.com, and you'll be able to have all the information. I'm going to give the floor back to Racer Flash, you know, and forget
and Eric,
about
Don't forget about it.
I got some questions from Flash right now. So would you like to go to a commercial?
No, we're going to wait for our commercial. We're going to wait.
Well, we're
going to
rock and roll through this. I hate to tell you, we're going to be after
rolling.
An hour.
Keep moving.
All right,
Easyway
here we
Broadcasting
go,
is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey, we're back. And Flash, you there still?
I'm still here.
We're still here waiting and waiting and waiting. Anyway,
right.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right, so we
I'll
have a few
what,
more questions
Flash.
For you. Go ahead for you.
Go ahead. Who are you talking to?
I'm
you talking
Yo,
to me?
Who are you talking to?
You talking
oh
to me?
God.
Or are you talking
this
to Flash?
This is a reality show. Forget about it.
I know. This done went to Jerry Springer so quick, didn't it? In less than 5 seconds. You were the one who
I know.
Forget about it.
All right. Name, Flash?
The floor is mine right now. Okay, that's why I gave you the floor in the beginning, because I knew I'd be on the floor for a long time. Okay, Mr. Flash, are you ready?
Laughing on the floor.
I'm ready. I was born ready. I'm ready on that, like that green light on
so
the
listen,
track.
So Flash, this year you won 7 races in a row. That's a great
yes,
feat.
Sir.
How did that feel?
Oh, it was a great feeling. Matter of fact, it wasn't in one division. It was actually through WAAS and the mixture of KNPS. So, you know, it wasn't.
So you were moving on up.
Yeah, it was moving on up. Moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Penny.
Sorry.
Mute your phone, Penny. So, but after winning seven races in a row, and it's a great feat, and now you're going to be an Xfinity driver next year for NASCAR. How does that feel?
That's an awesome feeling, man. Just some people can't even get that far. I mean, I feel very, very happy, and I'm going to do the best that I can. I would love to actually get to the Cup Series and take out Jimmy Johnson record. Only God knows what will happen, but I will give him all.
Hey, listen, you won seven in a row. Right now, if you were in NASCAR, you'd be tied with them.
Yeah, that's different. See, he's winning championships.
Now, I know it's different, but it's per se of what you have done with, you know, by racing. You know what I'm saying? That's a great feat.
And then you got to think about it, too. The higher you go, the harder it gets, too. So
that's right.
Sprint Cup Series,
of course it does.
Harder. So which, by the way, I meant to mention, too, it's not going to be called the Sprint Cup Series anymore. I know what it's going to be called, but I'm not allowed to say. You guys will see soon.
So we got a new series coming this year.
Yes, they're going to take Sprint decided to back off of their 10-year agreement. So it's not going to be called the Sprint Cup Series in 2017 anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be called the Comcast Series.
There you go. Since you said it, you got it.
Yeah, he does do that a little bit, you know.
I
feel things, I see things before they happen.
Wow.
I got it.
He's the visionary.
Yeah. Really?
Forget about it.
Attention
now. Hey,
what? You don't tell me anything about this. I just came out and said this from what I felt in my body.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You got it.
Oh, my
God. It's going to be called the Comcast Series. It's called Common Sense and Energy.
Comcast Cup Series. Yep, Comcast.
There you go. Wow. And I'm serious. Flash. Tell the people, you never told me anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who do you think you are, Sigmund and Freud? I mean, come on.
Hey, I predict things all the time. Forget about it.
Or are you Houdini?
No,
right,
I'm called the medium.
So what about pizza? What about pizza, Nick? What, Flash, what celebrity pizza guy? You know what he does. So
I got to get more in-depth with Flash right now. Miss Penny.
Okay, well, you better hurry up because we're running out of time.
We have time. We could go for an hour and a half if we want. So, okay.
Okay, well, we'll just change.
How did you get the name Flash?
Well, I was actually born with the name Flash, believe it or not. A lot of people don't know that. That's my middle name. And I love it. It's a great name, and a lot of people use it as a nickname, too, as well, for NASCAR. Some people call me Bullet. Some people call me Flash. Some people call me Lightning, Dash. I mean, there's different names when you're a NASCAR driver. You have more than one name. You know, you have, like, four of them or five. So, nicknames, anyway. Kevin Harvick, for example, he's called the Closer. He's called Happy, and he's called something else. Dale Jr., he's called the Piper Jr., Junebug. I mean, there's many nicknames out there when you're actually in the sport. And they
That's right. Everyone's got a nickname.
Exactly.
No, we know yours, too.
All right, we're going to get off of racy. We're going to get off of racy right now. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Here we go. I see you are a humanitarian. And what is humanitarian, and do they really exist?
Humanitarians do exist. Humanitarians help people without even knowing the person or charity organization, and they try to give back and help in any way that they can. I actually had the privilege of actually working with American Cancer Society, in which my mother died from cancer in 2001, and I also had the privilege of working with Autism Speaks, in which my nephew, who wasn't born with autism, actually suffers from autism by getting beat, sadly, by his parents, which was the mother and also the stepfather. So I totally support those two right there, and I support a lot of organizations, but more so ACS, which is American Cancer Society, and AS, which is Autism Speaks.
That's right. So you fight for racism, bigotry, and bullying.
Yes, I do. I'm totally against racism. I'm totally against bigotry. I'm totally against cyberbullying. I mean, it's ridiculous. I feel if people have a time on their hand to go on a keyboard and stroke the keys, I think if you're not getting paid for it, what's the deal? What's the purpose of it? I mean, take that and actually put a resume in to stroke the keys and make some money behind it. If you're not getting a check, what's coming out of you bullying people? I mean, me, Eric, and then a bunch of other people actually have been bullied before, and it's crazy. It's ignorant. I mean, where's your paycheck and stuff at? I don't see a paycheck stub that says pay to the order of such and such for cyberbullying. I don't see it. So it's a bunch of nonsense.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's great. You know why? Because I think bullying is a really bad thing, and with the cause that I think there's like, what, 10 kids that commit suicide like every week or every other week because of bullying.
Yeah, my kids have had friends that have done that too.
I was
just
bullied
recently.
As a kid. I was bullied as a kid. You know what I used to do? I used to bring it to my house and say, put on the boxing gloves, and then I'd knock them out.
That's the way you got to do it, man. I mean, I had to stand up to bullying.
I would knock them out. I'd say, come on, put on the gloves.
Yeah, put
I can't
money where your mouth
like
is.
This, but I'll box you. And I would do it. So I'd knock them out, and then you know what they would do? They didn't bother me anymore.
You know what? And
that's
you're
awesome.
Right. A lot of people test you to see how far they can go with you. And once you deliver the
right.
message, then that's it. They don't bother
that's
you anymore.
Right.
Yep. So I'm proud
so
of you.
The,
up.
Go ahead.
I'm proud of you.
Go ahead.
No, I was
define
saying I'm very proud of you standing up.
My man, that's right. You got to stand up for your right.
Got to.
If you don't stand up for who you are, then you're just going to be a nobody, and you're just going to be actually, you'd be somebody who, that's right.
And you're
so,
an example to your kids, too, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Define me as a person who seeks to promote human welfare.
Human welfare. You want me to define human welfare?
Come on now.
What aspect?
I got your bio.
Aspect as human welfare. I would have to say, you know, somebody that's willing to give. Somebody that's willing to help somebody in need.
Well, that's what you have done, Flash. Flash,
right,
you have done that.
Yes, and you know what? It's a good feeling when you give, because believe it or not, when there's people out in the street and they're actually asking for money or whatever, I'm not the type of person to go, well, they could be faking it or they could be actually truthful. I mean, the way I look at it is I gave from the heart. I did what I got to do. Whatever goes out of it after that is totally out of my control. I did what I had to do and asked to actually help somebody in need. So that would actually be my answer to that question.
All right, my man. Hey, listen, Flash, guess what? We're running out of time because we've been on for 55 minutes, and
yeah,
I still have a
awesome.
Segment
we
to
love
do.
Having you on.
Oh, my God. I got all these questions for you, Flash.
So
I'm gonna have to have you on.
And
I'm gonna have to have you on as a guest again.
No problem.
Because I have more answers that need to be needed.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again.
I got to do my recipe. I got to do forget about it. And we got 5 minutes left.
You guys, we got about 10 minutes. So let's just ask a few more questions because we got to get our nutritional recipe out there.
We're not gonna do recipes then.
All right.
Because I have a NASCAR driver that's going to be Xfinity. You know what? I think this is more surreal for the community.
You're more surreal,
and
brother, you're more surreal.
Yes,
I
that's right.
To say
it is
this.
Surreal.
Let me do this because I always.
Hold on. One more question, Flash. So you support many charities and organizations, as in cancer. So let's hear it. Autism Speaks. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Okay. So American Cancer Society, I've been in business over almost 100 or so years. And I actually ask for everybody, not just myself, to actually participate and donate what you can. If it's $1, $2, whatever you have, every little bit contributes, with also my help, Nick Penny and everybody else out there, and Mr. Eric Zuli. Every little bit counts, you guys. Autism Speaks is the same thing. Every little bit counts, and it goes a long way. You know, we could be the voices for the children that don't have the voice. So
absolutely.
Everybody get out there and donate. And donate to other charity organizations as well. It's a good feeling.
Our community up here in Reading really supports autism.
Oh, definitely.
Very
see,
big.
There you go. There you go, see?
Yeah, no,
so,
it's a big
you know,
deal.
You guys are doing a good now, thing, and it's a good feeling.
With Autism Speaks, what does that organization do?
With Autism Speak, what they basically do is they're actually – helping to make a voice for the kids that can't actually speak, once again.
Correct.
And actually, it's helping them to, they're going through, and I feel bad because, once again, my nephew suffers from autism. So what it actually does is they're actually a voice for anybody that has autism. It's just not the kids that has it. Anybody can have it.
And that's right. I have a friend of mine whose son has autism. Chris Pastizzi,
exactly.
And his son is going through autism very bad, but he's growing in. He's growing up, and he's now, I think he's 12 or 13, and he's getting better and better as life goes on. But when he was young, it was really bad, and I praise for his kid, and I hope his kid comes out of it. And actually, he's starting to, and he's starting to react better to human life.
Well, that's
and,
awesome.
Everything, and it's an awesome, you know, it's an awesome thing that Autism Speaks is there for autism.
There you go, to enhance lives today and celebrate on a spectrum of solutions for tomorrow.
That's right.
Well, that's good. That's
forget
really good.
About
I'm looking to Easy Way Cares. Easy Way Cares is launching at this toy drive December 16th. And,
wow, let me tell you something. We've had you on for 50 minutes. You must feel proud.
Oh, I feel very
well, he's
I
got
feel,
a quite a life point. There.
He took the whole show. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Our whole motto.
Well, next
well,
week, guess what? We're going to have to do my recipes and my forget about it part. And
no, we're
we'll going to
have you
flow.
Do it quickly. Like so these women that want your sauce recipe. They want it.
Yeah,
we
well, I could do
time.
The sauce
we
recipe
still have
in
time.
About
I've
two
been told
minutes.
We still have time.
How much time we have?
I think we got about, 4 minutes.
Okay, Flash, it was great having you on the show.
Flash, we love you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And
God bless.
You too.
And we'll
awesome
see
you
when
show.
We come down.
Thank
you
for being on.
You
you're the man.
Shout out real fast. Shout out some people.
Go ahead, chat it out.
Sure, go right ahead.
Do what you got to do.
I want to say much love to Khalil Ali out there, the ex-wife of the late Muhammad Ali. I also want to say much love to Eruptions, Gwen. I want to say much love to Michelle Levitro, who I'm ambassador to for Angel Entertainment Foundation. And anybody that I forgot, I'm on a time limit right now in Easy Way and you guys as well. Congratulations to all you do. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys go and enjoy it. And everybody keep it safe and get a designated driver if you drink. There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My man, my man.
Thank you,
Flash. Thank you
so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
You too as well. God bless.
You
too.
All right, brother. I'll be talking to you.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to get saucy here. With
we're
going to
get
saucy
with the
recipe
of the week.
The saucy. We're getting from the grandma dough to the grandma saucy. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. How about you? The acidity of this no-cooked tomato sauce talks back to all that cheese and olive oil while anchovies. The secret weapon bring of what that depth. My grandmother put anchovies in everything. Are you ready? Here we go. This is the recipe for the set. Okay, so you're going to drain one 28-ounce can of whole peeled tomatoes. You pulse tomatoes with two anchovies, two garlic cloves, 6 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 cup of basil leaves, in a food processor or a blender until mostly smooth. And then you add a little salt and pepper, and bada boom, bada bing, there's your sauce.
Wow, that was an easy one. Well, I think that
that's
sauce
all forget
to,
about it.
That is forget about it for sure.
All right,
so
ladies and gentlemen, go for the closing, Miss Penny.
Okay, so what we have here is we have ourselves the tip of the week for a nutritional tip of the week, and you know most of the stuff that you just need to understand is if you. You know, do things from, you know, preparing with your hands, you know, and you know, don't always go out, you know, make it a point to get your stuff and prepare the stuff with your hands, make sure that you have it all ready. And also doing steaming, you know, steaming your food is a really good thing. Sometimes you can steam stuff ahead of time and then put it into your foods after that. And, you know, eating your greens. I think that there's a place that's called Craft Alley. They're down in L.A., and they use chlorophyll in there. They have a recipe. It's a really unique recipe where they're starting to add greens and chlorophyll and kale and all of that into their recipe. So we used to always do spinach, but I think that the more, if you look at the green vegetables and you do that, your blood, your detoxification, everything's going to work so much better for you. And they have this place that's called Sleek Ceramic Number, and we have on, it's called, let's see, QuietoKeto.com products, modern bamboo steamer large. If you find yourself wanting cutting edge tools, you want to go to these websites and you want to be able to pull these things together so that you can cook your foods like that. And a lot of it, too, you can make as a side with your amazing pizza that we're going to be creating a pizza diet. So as we get further into our shows, we're going to be showing more recipes, more tips, and so that you can complete a real healthy meal and workout.
And next week we were going to finish the grandma pizza.
Yeah, we're going to give you the toppings.
Since we didn't have enough fun,
we're going
to
give you the toppings, celebrity pizza guy.
You got it.
So
next week we're going to finish it. It's called Put It All Together.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
so you'll have everything.
Get ready to make your grandma pizza.
Yeah, and you want to go to easywaybroadcasting.com/forget about it. And what do we remember?
Forget about it. Have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a good night, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it.